Today's daf is daf base. We begin Maseches Becharos, a perfect day, of course, to start Maseches Becharos. So the Masech begins, the new Mishnah style tells the Halakach, Ubar Chamor She'ovi Kochavim, a person who purchases the fetus of a Chamor. We know there are three types of Becharim. There's a Bechor of a person, that's Pidyon HaBen. There's Peter Chamor, that's the firstborn of a donkey, and Behema Torah, the Bechor of a kosher animal. So the first parak talks about a Peter Chamor, the firstborn donkey. So the Mishnah tells us, Halakeach Uber Chamor, a person who buys an Uber Chamor of a She'ovi Kochavim. The guy owns the mother, and the mother had never given birth before, and the Chamor is already pregnant. So a Jew wants to buy this Uber from the guy. Or a situation hamocher lo, or let's say the Jew owns the mother and the Jew is selling to the goy the Uber. Afa pisha ein rashai, even though it's usher to sell. We'll see why in the Gemara why it's usher to sell to a non-Jew. A mishtatev lo, or a person who has a partnership with a goy. Hamakaba himanu, or a person has some type of relationship where the goy owns it, but he gets all the vlados that come from this. Rashi explains the case hamakaba behema mimenu, the situation that shehachamoro she'ovi kochavim. The mother donkey is owned by the guy. Every born animal from that chamor will be split up between the two. But the mother itself is owned by the guy. Or back to the Mishnah, Hanosin lo bekabala. Or let's say the Jew owns the mother and he decides to split up the vlados with the guy. All these situations, it's pater min habachoro. As long as there's the guy has some chelik, some bilus of the animal, there's a patur of the bechor. Shenemar biyisrael of lo beachem, has to be biyisrael entirely, exclusively owned by a yid. But if a guy has any type of chelik in it, it's pater. So therefore, if you own the uber but not the mother, you own the mother not the uber, or some type of kabbalah relationship or partnership relationship, all those are going to be exempt from the mitzvah of pityon petach hamor. If you look at Rashi just for a moment on the Mishnah, apa pishen and rashai, even though one may not sell an animal to a goy, so Rashi explains the reason. Kedetanya b'maseches avodah zarah daf yud dal amar beiz ubechol makom ein mochin lehem behema gasa. The Gemara there is talking about whether you could sell behema dak or behema gasa. The Gemara concludes you can't sell behema gasa even in chutz laretz b'bnei she'osu b'mlacha b'shabbos, because that's causing the animal to work on Shabbos, which is a very interesting thing. Who really cares? The animal's working on Shabbos. If you don't own the animal, who cares? So we'll get to the Gemara in that in just a second. Fine. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to have exclusive ownership to be chayv in pidyon peter chamor. The Gemara tells us now, why do you have to have all these different scenarios? The Mishnah could have very simply told us, if a chelik is owned by a guy, it's potter. Why talk about lokeach and mocher and mekabal and shutvus? So the Gemara explains, lamali tzricha. You need each case. Because itana lokeach, had I taught the case where the Jew is buying the Uber, so hava mina mishum de kamaisi leila kedusha. Since the Jew is buying the Uber and he's bringing it to a state of kedusha, he's bringing the animal now to Yiddishkeit, if you will. We'll see Rashi and Tosis of what that kedusha is. Aval mocher, where you're selling off the animal, where I'm selling the Uber to the guy, the kamafkele mekedusha, where I am removing the kedusha from this animal. Ema Lipna say, maybe in that case we should penalize the Jew and he should have to do a redemption. Now, it wouldn't be a real redemption because everyone agrees, Midiraisa, he's not chai, but there should be some type of penalty. He should have to pay the Kohen because the Kohen's losing out money now because he's selling it, he's selling off the animal. So therefore, Kamash Malon, that even in a case where the Jew sells the land, rather sells the animal, there's a Ptur Bechor, there is no Kenas. Now, before we get to the next scenarios, look at Rashi and Tosis here, what the machlok is. What kedusha, when you buy a chamor, you buy the Uber, what kedusha are you bringing it to? Says Rashi, the first Rashi on the Gemara, Maisi leila kedusha, shetei shoveses b'shavis. Because the animal is going to be a kind of mitzvah, and you as the owner are going to be a kind of mitzvah of shvises behemto. V'cheven de mitzvah avid lekel l'miknese. Since you're bringing it to the state of Kedusha Shabbos, you don't get penalized. So that's very strange. You bring an animal to Shvisa Shabbos. So Tosus doesn't like this. Tosus dir maschil ma'isila the Kedusha. He quotes Rashi, the first two lines. He says, Perish akuntris, shetesho veses b'shabbos. V'chei mafki le'kedusha, when you remove it from Kedusha, she'ovei kochavim osib amalacha b'shabbos. So who really cares, Tosus says. V'lav lashon Kedusha lo mashmerkein. Bringing an animal to Shabbos doesn't imply Kedusha. I mean, if I own an animal, so I have to make sure it rests. If I don't own the animal, so then the animal can do what it wants. But there's no Kedusha, Gabi, the animal in Shabbos. Tosus rather writes, Ela Kedusha, Bechor. It's referring to Kedusha Bechor. If you buy the Uber, so now this Uber, this new donkey, has potential to have another animal, which would be Kedusha's Peter Bechamor. And if you sell off the animal, so now you're removing the possibility of there ever being a Kedusha's Peter Chamor. And that's what's going on here, nothing to do with the Shabbos. What comes out very interestingly here from this Rashi Pshat here, is there a mitzvah, should a person go out of their way to buy an animal to ensure he fulfills the mitzvah of Shvisas Behemta or not? According to Rashi, it sounds like a person should dafka buy an animal so that he lets the animal rest and put kind of the mitzvah of Shvisas Behemta. So they connect this to Sugya Bir Chamech, which of course is very relevant for now. Let's say a person moves into a brand new house, buys a new construction, completely clean, there's no bread, he owns no chametz. Should he go out of his way to buy chametz in order to fulfill the mitzvah of bir chametz? It sounds like from Rashir, a person should buy an animal to perform the mitzvah of Shvi Sabamtu. So some say, Taka, that you would have to buy chametz. You shouldn't, you don't have to, but one should be encouraged to buy chametz to fulfill the mitzvah of bedika, fulfill the mitzvah of bir chametz. While others say no, beer chametz is simply if you happen to have chametz, so then there's a mitzvah to beer. But if you don't have chametz, there's no beer. Just like Shvi'is Behemta, many Rishonim will say if you have an animal, there's a mitzvah, and if there's no animal, then you don't have such a mitzvah. The Rishonim Zalman has an interesting topic. He wants to know: let's say you have chametz today, right? You have chametz today. We all have chametz. Can you eat them? You're hungry. Can you eat breakfast and eat all the chametz and not have to do beer, or should dafka leave some of it out in order to fulfill the mitzvah of beer chametz? He doesn't have an answer. He just raises the suffix. Of course, we encourage everyone to fulfill the mitzvah. It's best to perform mitzvahs as opposed to avoiding them. But that's what comes out interestingly from Rashi. At least his perspective of owning animals is in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shvisas Behemta. Back to the Gemara now. Yeah.
I'm sorry, just to understand. The Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about a chamor that has an Uber inside, right?
Correct.
And in the end, like when he's talking about to raise animals, that's not that he's talking about an animal that doesn't have an Uber.
With a Mekabel, they have no sin. That's the Mocher, the first case, Lokeach and Mocher, is a one-time deal. Buying and selling Uber.
The animal has Uber inside. Oh, we know
exactly.
It's pregnant,
but the later case is Mekabel and Osin is a relationship. We have a whole investment plan, and all of Lodos are going to be born, even though they're not pregnant yet. Exactly. Fine. So then the Gemara says, V'hamishate, four lines down in the Gemara, have a shabtei lamali. What's the need to teach me a case of a partnership? Certainly, if I sell the Uber or buy the Uber, that's pater. So if we have split the title of the animal, certainly that will be pater as well. That's an unnecessary case in the Mishnah. So the Gemara tells us lafuke midi Rabbi Yehuda. This is coming to exclude the position of Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? He holds that if you do have a partnership with a guy, the taka is a chiv to give bechor. We'll see in the Gemara on tomorrow's daf, I think it is, that explains why Rabbi Yehuda holds this way. They darshan the psukim differently. So kamash milan that we hold, we argue and say the ptur min a bechora. If there's shutvis, we think there's a ptur. This is against shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Hamakabel, person has this relationship, they have this business deal that although the goy owns the animal, Hamakabel, that we made an agreement, I invested some money to split all the vlados. So lamali, what's the need to teach this scenario in the Mishnah? Mishim de kabay lemisiv ad nosin lo bekabala. So it was really to set up the next case. The case of Hamakabel was unnecessary. They wanted to set the stage to teach me the case of a nosin. If the Jew owns the chamorah, the mother, and he has a business deal to give all the vlados, split the vlados with the guy, to teach me that case. So what's the chiddush in that case? Ask the Gemara. No saying lo b'kabbalah lamali. What are you learning a chiddush that we didn't know before? And that if I own the animal, if I split the vlados with the guy, what's the chiddush? So Gemara explains, it's tzarich, I need to teach me that case, because sakadai dechamina, I would have thought, hol v'ikr behemad Yisrael, since the animal, I'm keeping the animal, I'm just simply splitting the vlados, but the ikr animal, the mother, is mine. Likness say, I should be penalized for doing this. Because a person might get confused and think this might be permitted by other cases as well. I mean, if I own the animal and the vlados are split and the halacha is it's patam in bechora, I might think where I own an animal and there's no split, I own everything, the mother, I own the vlados, someone might get confused and think you should be patar in that case as well, meaning there's no concept as a peter chamor entirely, and because of that confusion, they said if the Jew, the havamina is that the Jew owns the animal, even though the vlados are split, maybe there should be a penalty to make the Jew pay the pidyon peter chamor. Kamash blan, no. The halach is that if there's no such thing as a knasir, we look at the deraisa. If it's exclusively owned by the Jew, there's a chiva, and there's any chelik abaylis by the goy, there's a ptur b'chor, and there is no penalty to speak of at all. Gemara now tells us halfway down the page here, it's a Mishnah that quotes the Maseches of Avodah Zarah. It says, Tanan Hasam, Rabbi Yehuda Matir B'Shavua, that Rabbi Yehuda permitted one to sell a broken animal, and Ben Besera O Matir B'Sus. Now this has nothing to do with Pidyon Petach Hamor right now, it's referring to selling animals. The concern is, if you look at Rashi to explain what the background is about a broken animal and versus a horse, so Rashi explains, Rabbi Yehuda Matir B'Shavua, Limechor Lovei Kochavim Behema Shenishberu Ragleo. So to say, the halacha is, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about selling animals, behema gasas, to animals, to goyim. Now the concern is that if the goy owns it, so what's the big deal? It's a concern of Hilchah Shabbos. Well, if I don't own it and he owns it, so that's a Hilchah Shabbos problem. I don't own it. What's the concern? The Chashash Gemara explains is, let's say he wants to test out the animal. And I want to make a deal right before Shabbos. And he it calls, and the animal ends up moving, and is moving really while it's still under my bailus, ends up being my animal is doing malach on Shabbos. So they said, don't have any dealings with behemah gasas and goyim at all, but less it lead to Hilchah Shabbos, again, where he's testing out the animal while I still own it as a Jew, and it's a violation of Hilchah Shabbos. So the Gemara says that if you sell a broken animal that can't do work, so there's no chashash at all of it doing work, because it's sure it's broken, so you can sell a broken animal, because it's not going to lead to any lifting of Hilchah Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Ben Beseir permits you to sell a horse to them. Why? So Rashi explains that Ben Beseir Matir Besus, Shein Osim Bamlacha. Horses don't do work. They don't carry things. They don't do things like that. Shehei Bo Chiv Chatas. It can't lead to an Isser of a Chiv Chatas. The stam sus lirakiva chiva omid. Horses are used, you ride on horses, and riding on a horse is not an iser deraiso. Varocha b'shabbos einu ela b'shem shvus. It's only an iser midirban unless you come break off a branch. It's a chashash ba'alma to ride a horse. It's an iser midirban only. Shachai knows his atzmo, anything that lifts. If it lifts a person, that's not considered lifting, because human beings and things that are alive carry itself. The weight, it's not dead weight. But as opposed to a cow or an ox, let's say, which carries loads of objects, that's called hotzah, that's a chiyuv chatas. But a horse is not a problem. So therefore, Ben Beseir allows you to sell a horse to a non-Jew. But our concern is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, although in general you can't sell a behemah gasa to a goy, lest he have it do work on Shabbos while it's still under your ownership, if the animal happens to be shvur, happens to have a broken leg where it can't do melacha, so there's no chashash anymore, and you may sell a shvur. That's an exception according to Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara wants to bring it back similar to our case. So Ayi Bailu asks Gemara, Uber ma, what's a lacha if selling an Uber? Can you sell, Hilchas Bechor right now, but for Hilchas Shabbos? Can I sell an Uber to a guy that's not yet sold, that's not yet born? So what's a din? He said, allows you to sell Shavur. Would an Uber be like a Shavur? It's not yet born. It's not able to do work right now. So Gemara says, Mali, Amr Yehuda, Taimid Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding? Hasam, Dishari, Mishum, Dishvura. The reason why he permits selling a broken ox with a broken leg, because it's broken, it can't do malacha. So Uber Nami Shavarhu, a fetus is also broken, a fetus can't do any malacha, and therefore an Uber should be permitted to be sold, and no concern of Hilchah Shabbos, just like selling a Shavur is permitted to Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps we could say, Shavur Alav Hainu Orche. A shvur is not normal. Animals don't normally break its legs. So that's an exception. It's a lo shchicha, if you will. And since it's lo shchicha, there's a special heter for selling a shvur. Aval uber came in the hainu orche, lav shavarhu. But an uber, which is part of the derech, the way it developed and the way it's born and grows, that would be orche. That's the normal, and eventually it's going to become fully healed. Maybe there, Rabbi Yehuda would not allow you to look to sell the uber. So that's the suffix the Gemara has. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, O Dilma, last five lines, O Dilma shvur lav hainu orcher. The behemah liel shvur. It's not normal for an animal to have a broken leg. Hilkach davar chidishu. It's a chidish. It's lo shchicha. V'lo asi leachlufei lahatir mecher shleim. It won't lead a person to buying and selling a full, strong animal. But if you sell an uber, which is derech, which is orche, it might lead a person to think you could also sell a shleim, an animal when it's already born and complete and strong, and because of the chashash, we shouldn't allow you to sell an uber. So this is the suffix within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Does he allow you to sell an uber or not? So Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah. Tashma. Hamocher lo, a person who sells to a goy, afa pisha ein rashai, even though you're not allowed to sell a uber to a goy. So the Gemara says, lo palag Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on this. So it must be that since Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue, he allows you to sell to a non-Jew. Wait a second. Ulatamech, according to your reasoning, Hameshatev lo, person who partners with a guy, Hamakabla mimenu, person who has that Makabla the Vlados, or knows in lo, the Kabbalah, or he gives Vlados to the guy, Vlo Katani. It doesn't say that Rabbi Huda argues in those cases. Rabbi Huda does not mention it at all in the Mishnah. Hachanami, the little Pali, are going to tell me Rabbi Huda allows all the other cases mentioned in the Mishnah? Well, that can't be the case because we know from a Brice Rabbi Huda does argue on the other cases in the Mishnah. So, for example, the case of Mishtatevlo. Mishtatevlo, we saw in the Gemara that although Chachamim hold, the Tanakam, our Mishnah holds, Mishtatevlo is Pata from Bechor, Rabbi Huda says Shutvis Goyim is Chayiv. So, how come Rabbi Huda doesn't argue by Mishtatevlo in the Mishnah? It must be. He wasn't being addressed in the Mishnah at all. So you can't bring a riot at the fact that Rabbi Huda wasn't mentioned, because the Gemara says, Ela Palig Velokatani. So just like he argues by Shutvis, yet he's not mentioned in the Mishnah, Hachanami Palig Velokatani. So too he argues in the case of the Mocher, and he says you are allowed to sell un Uber, he just is not mentioned in the Mishnah. So there is no raya from the Mishnah whether or not Rabbi Huda would allow you to sell an Uber or not sell an Uber. Although our Mishnah says you can't sell an Uber, we don't know where Rabbi Huda's shita would be. So then the Gemara brings the last five lines of the Amadir Tashma. Rabbi Huda Omer HaMakabal Behema, this is Rabbi Huda himself saying, a person's Makabal Behema min ha'oved kochavim, the Yalda, so he accepts an animal from a guy, and that animal goes ahead and gives birth to a Bechor. So the lacha is malin also b'shavio. He has to now pay the full amount of the value of the bechor. But no sein chatzi dam of the kohen. Now half of it he gives to the kohen. He only has to pay half of it because half is owned by the guy. He's really splitting the bias with the guy. It's a knas here, really ba'alma. It's not really a chayiv, but since it's split, it's a knas. But no sein lo b'kabbalah, the person who owns the animal and gives half the vlados to the guy. So the first bechor, first behema. The Petach Hamor is split half and half between the guy and the Jew. Even though you're not allowed to, Konsin also, we penalize him. Adasar Badamav. If he has to buy back from the guy the rights of the Bechor until tenfold of the value of the animal, we make him pay tenfold of the animal to make sure he gets it back. Vinosin Kodamav Lakarm. We give all the money to the Kohen. So what's going on here?
I believe
it's actually behema tamea, rather a regular behema, because the Gemara is talking, and Rashi does mention here, Kedusha is a guf of the Gabi Mizbeach, so it must be talking about behema Torah. But we see from this din here, however, that Rabbi Huda agrees that you're not allowed to sell the animal. You can't sell the animal, it's Isser Mechira, even of the Uber. So the Gemara says, my, going on to the base now, so my lava Uber, it's not referring to the Uber, that when he says you can't sell the animal, you can't even sell the fetus. So although Rabbi Huda permits you to sell a shavura, he agrees you can't sell the uber. Mara says, lo, behema, when he says alpha pishen and rashai, that you can't do it, it's not referring to you can't sell the uber. You can sell the uber, according to Rabbi Huda. It's talking about you can't sell the behema, you can't sell the mother chamora. That's what he's referring to. You can't sell the behema, because everyone agrees you can't sell a behema gasa. So that he agrees to. The uber is not on the radar here. Gemara says the problem here is, if you look at the grammar, v'adamav katani. Damav, this lashon zach is referring to the firstborn, the male. If it's really talking about you can't sell the behemoth, the mother should say, ha-dameha, it should say, the mother, the value of the mother, in the lashon nekeva. Gemara says, tani dameha, enechanami, it should say dameha. You can't sell the mother. V'ha-nosen called damav again, l'karin katani, it should say dameha. And vi behema, and if your Talmud is referring to the mother, kohen ma'ay avidase, what's the kohen doing with it? The value of the mother has nothing to do with the kohen. The kohen only gets the petach hamor, the firstborn donkey, but the mother, there is no shaykhus to the mother. So it's our heart to say that this is referring to selling the mother, it must be referring to selling the uber, and we see that even in Rabbi Huda agrees, it's usur to sell the uber. Gemara says, not true. Hacha b'may askinah, what's the situation here? Kegon de yovle behema ma'abrasa liptuma. The situation here is where he gave a pregnant behema in order to fatten it up, and they made this agreement to split the vlados and all the shvach at half. So what's going on here? So migo de kansin leah behema kansin leah uber. So really, the guy with the uber, there's no problem. But since he sold the behema, the mother, the chamora, and we give a knas for selling the behema gasa, so once we are penalizing him, legabe the behema, the mother, we're also penalizing legabe the bechor, the uber, in this particular case. But in general, Rabbi Huda would agree it's permitted to sell the uber alone. So again, no raya from here either. So that the Gemara says, and here's the final raya for Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi explains Tashma. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shur. He permits you to sell an animal that's broken. Why? Because it can't become healed. It has to be a broken limb that can never be fixed. And therefore, there's no chashash of switching it with selling behemah shlemos. So Gemara says, hayachol l'shapas. But if the animal is able to become healed, usher, so if it's a slight fracture in the animal where it could get healed, so that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree you could sell. So I'd rather you can't sell. And an Uber, although broken right now, unable to do work now, but it is Yachalit Rapos, it will in a couple months become born, healthy, and able to do work, and therefore it should be Aser. Shmamina, Rabbi Yehuda says that an Uber cannot be sold to a Goy. The only Heter Rabbi Yehuda has selling a Behemagasa to a Goy is if the animal is broken that can never be fixed. There are those who have this whole shock of attire almost identical to what we just had said, going back to the Mishnah. According to our Gemara, we just had it, the starting point was the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah about Hilchos Shabbos. This presentation now is based on the Mishnah in Bechoros, that's the starting point. So the Gemara says, Ike demasi la amasnisim. Going back to our Mishnah here in Maseches Bechoros. Hamorcha, a person who sells an animal, Abba Pishen Rasha, even though you're not allowed to sell the Behe Magasa, so Lema, so now the Gemara suggests Lema Masisin de Lok Rabbi Yehuda. That our Mishnah who says there's an Isser Mechira is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because it's not. Rabbi Yehuda is Mati Beshvura. Rabbi Yehuda permits a Shvura, and the Chora he would permit other animals as well. Well, it says, no, Afil Tema Rabbi Yehuda, even though Rabbi Yehuda, even he could be the author of a Mishnah. When does he permit you to sell a Behe Magasa? Only Shvura. Because the shvura is something that's a chidushu, it's a lo shchiach, and that's permitted. But an uber, hainu orche, but an uber, avar misha, is something that's irregular, something that's normal, and even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that ain rasha, you cannot sell an uber. The Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya, Rabbi Yehuda omer hamakabel behema min avod kachavim. The person who accepts to split the vlados from a goy who owns it. The goy owns the mother. The yalda, and that gives birth, malin also b'shavu, he has to pay back the value to buy back, extract the petachamer from the goy. Rather the behemah Torah, and he should pay half the value to the kohen. But no sin law, a person who owns the chamor of the mother and gives half it b'kabbalah to a goy, even though he's not permitted to do so, kohen sin also adasar b'damav. The penalty is even more severe. He has to pay tenfold if need be to buy back the behemah. But no sin law called damav l'kohen. In this case, he pays all the value to the kohen. So my lava uber is not referring to the uber where it says ain rashai that you can't sell the animal. So we see that even an Uber is not allowed to be sold according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then where it says, law of behemah, this is referring to you can't sell the mother, the behemah, but the Uber is permitted according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'ha dama of katani lashem zachar, which implies the Uber. No, tani dameh, it should teach dameh, referring to there's an issue to sell the mother only. V'ha nosin called dama of the koin katani, dama of lashem zachar. And the behemah, if it's referring to the mother again, koin ma'vidase, what is the shaykhas that the koin have to do the mother? The koin only has shaykhas to the bachor. So clearly this b'ris is referring to the bachor. And the Gemara answers, like we said above, where you gave the pregnant behema Torah to the guy to fatten up even further. And since you sold the mother, the migo de kansina le, we give him a penalty for selling the mother, behema gasa, a behema, so we just added on another penalty, kansina le a uber, he gets to have to pay penalty on the uber as well. But ain't a chanami, if it was generally, he just sold the uber alone, there would not be an isser at all, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So still, yeah.
So the case here is that he doesn't really sell the behemah. He gives it to the goy, and he gets.
They split the vlad and the shvach. Shvach
of it. Of the behemah itself.
Exactly.
And they split the vlad.
Exactly,
and
right.
They give him a knas. Why? Because
he sold the behemah gasa. He sold the mother.
He didn't really sell. He just gave it. He's only
yeah, but he's selling some of the value of it, some of the byproducts of it.
And the main thing is why? Because he's going to use it on Shabbat.
Well, not this animal, maybe not itself. Either that or it could lead to selling other shlemos as well. So then the Gemara says, finally, so what's Shittas Rabbi Yehuda? So Amar of Ashi, Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda, Matir Bishvur. He permits you to sell an animal that's broken, because it can't heal. But if the animal is not so broken, it can get healed, so then even if Yehuda would agree, it's also to sell a behemah gasa, that's shvur. This uber is similar to an animal that's broken, that's able to become healed, which case Yehuda would say it's aser, shmamina he holds it's aser to sell an uber. Okay, the Gemara now raises the following suffix. Ibar lehu, machar behemah leubre, mai. You want to sell an animal for the ubreha because of all its vlad. Rashi explains the case here. We go four narrow lines down from the top here. Behema luvreha kigon shedayin lo nisabra. The animal hasn't yet become pregnant. You have an animal, a mother, a female. Umachalo, and you sell to the guy. Ko avlados shasidin lisaber. All of vlados that are going to come from this animal. So behema atzma lo machalo. But he doesn't sell the behema itself. The behema gasa remains in my possession. I'm just selling you all the vlados only. So he has no shaychus to my animal. No bailus of my animal itself. So what's the din in that case? Is that going to be permitted or not permitted? So the Gemara says, Tibai leili Rabbi Yehuda, Tibai leili Rabbanan. This is a suffix, both in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, who permits Shavura, and in the world of Rabbanan, who doesn't permit Shavura. Let's explain. Tibai leili Rabbi Yehuda, Ad kan lo kashar, Rabbi Yehuda only permits the case, Elab Shavura, why does he permit you to sell Shavura? There are two concerns of selling animals. Number one is this particular animal itself, whether it's going to work or not work. And the second layer is, will you lead to selling other animals that are shleimos, which is going to lead to more serious problems? So a Shavura, which is an unlikely case, a broken-legged animal, that a person won't confuse and sell a regular animal. So that's why that case is permitted. Aval shleima, dash lechlufe yasser. But when it comes to animal, a full, healthy animal, even though the case here is where I still own the animal, but the person who observes it thinks I'm selling the animal to the goy for him to have all the vlados, that might lead to selling other shleimos to a goyim, and that's going to be a violation of selling behema gasa to a goy. So maybe in this case, when the animal, the mother's a shleima, there Rabbi Yehuda would agree it's usher. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps we could say the other direction. Ma shvura de paskiminei shvura. When I give the shvura to the animal, to the guy, I sell the shvura. The entire animal is no longer my possession. It's paska. It's left my possession. That's a full sale. But yet he still permits it. So kol shekin, certainly shlema de lo paskiminei. Certainly in a case where I have a full animal, but the full animal is not going in the possession of the guy. I'm holding on to the shlema in this case. All he's getting is the ubrea. Certainly in that case, Rabbi Yehuda would permit you to sell this case of a behema luvra. So that's the suffix within the world of Rabbi Yehuda. So then the Gemara says, what's the suffix according to the Rabbanon? Tibai li Rabbanon, ad kan lo kaasi Rabbanon ela b'shvura de paskiminei. When the Rabbanon say it's asa to sell a shvura, because when I sell the shvura, I'm selling the entire animal to the guy. Even though it's broken, it won't be able to do work, the entire animal leaves my possession, goes to his possession. About this case, shlema de lo paskiminei, this even though here the mother animal is shlema, but the guy has no ownership of the shlema in this case. I'm holding on to the ownership of the mother. He's just getting the vlados. So since it's not paskiminei, it doesn't leave my possession. Maybe here Rabbanan would agree, sharu, it's permitted. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps the halacha should be the other way according to the Rabbanan. Dilma, we should say, ma shvura de lo asir le'achlufe. When it comes to shvura, no one's going to confuse that. Yeah. Everyone sees me selling an animal that's limping, it's broken. No one's going to confuse it and try to sell a shlema. But if the Rabbanan machmir that even my shvura de lo asir le'achlufe won't come to switch, yet still asrei, still Rabbanan says asir to sell a shvura, kol shekin, certainly you shouldn't get involved in any type of sale with the shlema das le'achlufe. It's going to lead to switching around as well. So these are the two sfeikos within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Shitas Rabbanan. Now the Gemara holds
it. You would think that we're not concerned about Shabbos. We're just concerned about what it seems, right? Because you can say that according to Rabbanan, when he gives a shvura, he completely
correct. In this case, not because I'm not giving any animal. But I'm not giving him any animal that I actually own. The only time I'm selling the animal Hilchos Shabbos is when I own the animal and transferring. Here, the sale is only the Uber, right, which I don't own at all. So it's really a question of will it lead to the second level. But don't get confused. In general, there is a concern of Hilchos Shabbos.
Right.
But this case, we neutralize that factor of Hilchos Shabbos. That's been neutralized. Very good. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. The Gemara pulls back in and says, wait, hold on. Time of the Rabbanon Mishim Hachiyu? Is this really a concern of Rabbanon, like we just had said, because of Lachlufa? It's going to switch whether it will confuse to sell other animals or not animals, other animals? V'hatanya, doesn't the Braisa tell us otherwise? Amru leli Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says he's matir b'shvura. You could sell an animal that's a broken leg. Chacham respond back to Rabbi Yehuda. Say Amru leli Rabbi Yehuda. V'alo marvina alea v'yoledes. There's a concern that now this animal is going to become pregnant and it's going to have more children or more animals. And then there's a concern of that animal being worked as well. So the concern isn't this animal switching to be sold with other types of animals. The concern is producing more animals. And an issue of the Hilchos Shabbos questions of the ubra of the children, the fetus. So it's again not because of the achlufe, because of the ubra. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamarle. This is what Rabbanan are saying back to him. Time to be done. Our reason, my reason, say Chachamim, is Mishum Da'asile Achlufim Behema. My concern, say the Chachamim, our concern, say the Chachamim, is that we're concerned what's going to switch. Will this sale lead to other people selling other animals? That's my concern. But in your world, according to Rabbi Yehuda, El At, my time as Sharis, why do you permit the animal to be sold? Because you hold Mishum Deinu Yachol Shabbos. Because this animal, you're not concerned with Lachlufe. You're concerned with whether this animal will work on Shabbos or not work on Shabbos. And since the animal can never be fixed, so then it's Kiman Dezavni L'Shchita. It's like as dummy. It's as if you sold an animal to be Shechted, and it's going to be Shechted right away. It will never go to any halacha of a Hilchos Shabbos problem. That's why you think it's there. But I have a question in your world, Rabbi Yehuda. Valo Marvinin Aleh. This won't this animal that's, although it's shvura, although this particular animal won't do any work, won't it be very possible it's going to become pregnant, v'yoledes, it's going to then have a child, and that's going to lead to other hot problems of Hilchos Shabbos. V'chevin de marvin olea, v'yoledes, mishalei. And now, since you want the animal to use it to produce more animals, you're going to leave it around more so it can have more children, and then it's going to be lead to Hilchos Shabbos questions. In essence, you sold a behemah gasa to an animal. To a goy. So Gemara says, Amar lo, who? Rabbi Yehuda says back to him, Lichshatele. Let's see if such an animal will ever give birth. It won't, because the lo mikabel zachar. When an animal is so injured, it's broken, that can never be fixed, it will never allow itself to become pregnant, and therefore there's no chashash of it hanging around a little bit, and won't lead to any of these issues of Hilchos Shabbos.
Yeah,
exactly. We haven't proved anything yet. So Gemara still wants to know, what's halacha when a Jew owns an animal and he's just selling off the ubreha? Is that permitted according to Behuda and according to Rabbanim? So Tashma, the Gemara says, last narrow line of the page here. Fanosein lo b'kabbalah, a person who gives to a goy, he owns the animal, but he gives to a goy b'kabbalah, they split the vlados. And v'lo katoni doesn't say half a pi shena rashai, that you're not allowed to, it's us to do so. Right, our Mishnah said Hamocher lo af apishen rashai, that you sell a guy an animal that's usher, ain't rashai. But it doesn't say ain't rashai by the case of nosin lo b'kabbalah. If I own the animal, give the Uber to the guy, doesn't say af apishen rashai. That implies that's rashai, that you're allowed to sell off the vlados as long as you own the mother itself. That's permitted. Gemara says latamech, according to your reasoning, that it doesn't say ain't rashai, that implies it's mutter to do hanosin b'kabbalah. The Mishatev Lo, it says in the Mishnah as well, you can make a partnership. The Lokatani doesn't say that you're not allowed to make a partnership, which implies that you may make a partnership with a guy. Is that really permitted? Hachan Ami de Rashai, you can make a partnership. V'ha Amar Avu de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel said, Aser le'adam she'asa shutvas in ma'ove kochavim. It's forbidden to have a partnership with a guy. Why? Shema yischayv lo shvur. Perhaps he's going to force you into making a shvur because of a lack of trust. Unishba lo b'shem avodas kochavim, making a shalom. He's going to make a shvur in the name of his guy. V'ator amar lo yishma picha. You shouldn't cause anyone to say the name of a avodas zara. So therefore, you should avoid any type of partnership. Now, just like it's usher to make a partnership with a guy, yet the Mishnah doesn't say af al pi shein rashai, so too, it could be usher to no sin b'kabbalah, it should also be usher, even though it doesn't say ein rashai. So Gemara explains, el atana mechira, the Gemara used the phrase ein rashai by mechira case, v'uadin l'shutvas, and it meant to plug that into shutvas as well. V'hachanami, here as well. Tana Mechir, it taught the case of Ein Rashai, you can't sell to a goy an animal. Huadin, that phrase, Ein Rashai, is also going back on the Kablanos. That Kablanos is also prohibited. You can't own the animal and give the Uber to the goy. So, Ma'ishna Mechir, how can the Mishnah only mention it by the case of Mechir? But the Nakit, the Ikka Mechir, because that's Ikka Mechir. Rashi explains the last line, last Rashi in the page here. The real issur of dealing with the animal and a guy is the mechira. So that's why they said, ein rashai by a mechira. But ein achanami, it's also to have a kablonis, it's also to have shudvis with the guy as well. It didn't mention it, it was piggybacking off of when it was used by mechira, ein rashai, it applies to the others as well. So fascinating, halach l'maisa comes out from this gemara here, you can't have a partnership with a guy. This is going to be a big problem for many, many Jews. So Tosus addresses this. Look at Tosus, dear Maskel. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch as well, by the way. So Shema Yitzchayv lo Oved Kochavim Shmua. Tosus writes, Mikan Misi Oseh Rabbeinu Shmuel Kabbalah Sashvua Mikal V'chomer. You cannot accept a Shvua from a guy, and therefore a person should not enter into a partnership with a guy. Again, Ramam Shulchan Aruch, bring this down halach. However, Rabbeinu Tam says he's matir. He says you're allowed to enter into partnership. You are allowed to enter into a shvuah with them. They could cause shvuahs. They can make shvuahs in order to save money from them. Otherwise, you're going to steal money. If you force them into making shvuahs, it's going to hopefully save some money from them. And we have some heterim. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah talks about you can sometimes do things that ultimately that are not always the most yasher thing. Not yasher. That are, even those things might be also to a certain extent. We do have some heterim in terms of matel mamum yadam to save money from their hands. But then we go down Tosis a little bit further, halfway down this Tosis, a little bit more than halfway down. Tosis writes from Rabbeinu Tam as well. Ode Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Bizman Azeh, nowadays, Kula Nishban Bekachim. All of them say the name of Hashem, referring to our God, really. Ve'ein Tosin Behem Elohus. They're not referring to any type of non-Jewish God. Even though they're mentioning their God's names and stuff like that, they're all intending the same person, the same being rather, the one who created the Shemaim V'aretz. It's all the same. We just have different names for them. Certainly a different religion, different ways of practicing. But nowadays, at least Tosfos lived in Europe. He was living amongst the Christians. So even amongst the Christians, we don't view that as a Avodah Zarah, according to Tosfos. And it's all the same God we refer to, and it's not a problem at all to enter into a partnership, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And that's how the Ramah Paskins as well. Take a look now, the last few lines of Gemara, we'll finish this up. Still going back to square one right now, we still don't have a full proof whether or not the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban permit you to have this kablanus whereby the Jew owns the mother and he sells off the vlados. The last four lines of the Amud Gemara says, Tashma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaMakabal Behema, a person who is Makabal Behema, Mina Ove Kochavim, meaning the guy owns the animal and you just split the vlados with him. The Yalda, and the animal gives birth. Talach is Malin Oso B'Shavu, you have to pay the value. Buy back the value so you have complete ownership of this Bechor. Venos in Chatzi Dam Lakarn, you only have to pay half the value to the Kohen as a penalty. And Hanosin Lo, we saw this already, the one who owns the animal but gives the Kablonis to the guide, the Kabbalah, Afa Bishain Rashai, even though one's not allowed to do this, Kohen Sinosa, we penalize him, Adasar Badam, if he has to pay, if need be, tenfold to get the animal back from the guy. Venos in Koldam of Lakarn, he pays all the value to the Kohen. Come along, Chacham Omer, and calls man Shayad over Chacham Beemsa Ptura Min HaBechorah. Chacham hold as long as a guy has some level of ownership, whether he owns the mother, he owns part half of the vlad. Anytime there's a chelik abaylus, there's a complete ptur, and there is no knas according to Shitas Chacham. So Gemara wants to know now, going on to Amud Beis to Daf Gimel, just the next three lines, and we'll stop here. So my love, Abahima. When Rabbi Huda says we give a penalty, it's not referring to selling the behema, the mother itself. And we see that if you look at Rashi to explain the case, Rashi says, "My lava behema kai hadikatani konsino." So that which we say we penalize the seller, the konsino le leftosa behema, he has to redeem the animal. Alma machers behema lubre de kabbala ena ella leubrim konsino le. Even though this is a case where the Jew owned onto the behema and he's selling off the ubra, we see it says it's aser and it's going to get a kanas. And kantzina lei bein the Rabbi Huda bein the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim lo pligal the Rabbi Huda ela lin bechora. Rabbi Huda only argues, and Rabbanim only argue lagabe whether the animal has a bechora or not a bechora. But lagabe the kanas, even Rabbanim agree that there is a kanas for this case of kablonus. So everyone agrees that there is an iser to sell the ubra. Mar says lo a ubra. This is not going on the mother; it's going on the ubra. The iser to sell the ubra. Rashi explains here. Why is there knas here? It's only because there currently is an Uber, which is considered a full sale. That's a regular mechir, even though the Uber hasn't been born yet. That's called a mechir gemura. Everybody agrees a mechir gemura is asr. Our question at hand was, if there's no Uber yet, but it's going to, in the future, give birth, become pregnant, that was a shaila, that was not on the radar here, so we don't have a raya here at all. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, this is also precise, the Katani Konsin Oso, Arasar Bidama, Bidama Vizlashan Zachar. It's not going on the Behema, it's going on the Uber that already exists in this world, Shmamina. We can learn from here that, in essence, that there's no Rai here. All we know is that there's an Isser to sell the Uber. That's certainly Asser, but we don't know if it's Asser yet, or the Gemara's not going to answer it all. If you want to sell off the Ubrim that are going to, in the future, become there, that we still don't know, and the Gemara ends off over
selling
here.
Selling the Uber or selling the Uber? It should, right?